This May will mark 2 years since her husband Peter died, and Carrie Gonella's greatest fear is that he will be forgotten.
I don't want his memory to fade. You know, I want people to remember him. I don't want, you know, I don't want him to, that's what happens. You know, people die, people move on, which is fine. That's, you know, that's life. But I want people to remember Peter.
Peter Gonella was the father of 3 children. He also was a coach and a teacher. His student athletes describe him as a charismatic person who inspired them. They say that he cared about them. And that's not something people forget.
I could never forget him, ever. I still have the newspaper article about his passing up on my wall in my bedroom.
That's 18-year-old Erin Minns. She met Gonella when she was a freshman, trying out for the Harwich girls basketball team.
He helped me build my confidence not only in basketball, but just like in life in general. I was more confident in myself. It made me happier. He always had just a very happy energy about him.
Gonella himself was a standout basketball player at Wakefield High School, north of Boston, where he grew up. He still holds the school record for the most points scored in a quarter, and he was inducted into the High School Hall of Fame there.
I would read old articles and everything, and I did. I found most of that out after he had gone, and I was very, very impressed. I think about him every day. He was just a very loving man, and no one could ever forget him.
Pat Tetch is one of Gonella's childhood friends. After Peter got sick, Tetch made a video that included archival tape of Gonella playing basketball, as well as interviews with many of Gonella's former coaches and students.
A lot of the kids that were interviewed made note that he made you feel good no matter what. So he was not only a coach, but he was kind of like a father figure. So he knew how to encourage at the same time when he needed to step it up and be disciplined. So he had both qualities.
Gonella's own basketball career was cut short by a knee injury in college. His first teaching job was in Wakefield, where both Peter and Carrie grew up. The couple moved to Cape Cod in 2002, though Carrie had never been here before, never even visited.
I loved it immediately, loved it. I fell in love living here. It's a nice place to raise your kids. It's a nice small town. He liked it too. You know, I mean, everybody really, it's a small town. I never really understood that. And everybody really just embraced us and welcomed us into their lives.
Gonella was probably best known as the Harwich Varsity Girls basketball coach, but he coached all sorts of sports, from tennis to football. But full-time teaching positions are difficult to find on Cape Cod, and it became more and more difficult to patch things together.
What happened was that Peter commuted off Cape for his job. He worked in Everett. His biggest wish was to coach his children, and he never quite got the chance to, at least not for Francesca. He did coach Cameron.
16-year-old Cameron is Peter's oldest son. He also has a daughter, Francesca, who's 12, and the youngest, Joey, who's 10. They miss their father very much. They miss laughing with him.
We used to have this thing where we did sleepouts in here, and like it'd be me and him on the floor and Joey on that couch right there, and Cam would sleep right here. We'd just stay up really late.
Cameron remembers just how passionate his father was about his teaching job.
He just took his phys ed gym teacher job to the next level. I know after school he would just do this workout thing with some kids, and he had the health teacher help with like dieting plans, and you know, a lot of kids, you know, really liked it. Some kids got stronger, some kids lost weight, and they, you know, I remember every year I took gym, no one does that, but he was the only one. He didn't just do it just for the money; he did it to help other people, and there's, you know, that's awesome.
Gonella was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in June 2011 after complaining about a sore back. At the time, he was getting up at 4:30 every morning to drive to a teaching job in Everett. Carrie says he thought his back was sore because of his commute.
I remember watching him coach one day, one game, and he wasn't into it. He just looked tired and worn out. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, he is so exhausted from this commute. You know, look at him. He's not even into it anymore. But when I look back, I realized that he was sick, and he just didn't know it.
Throughout Peter's sickness and after he died, Carrie says the family saw a side of Harwich that she never knew. The letters poured in. The food arrived. Testimonials were read and fundraisers were held, a reminder that people don't forget the teachers and coaches who looked out for them and were kind.
You know, and when he got sick, the things that this community, this neighborhood, this town did for us, it was really overwhelming. It was beautiful. it was a blessing, right? If you can understand that. I mean, it's hard to say that being sick is a blessing, but to be able to experience that is a gift.
Peter Gunella died May 10th, 2012. He was 48 years old. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.